This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. St. Lucie County Sheriff Ken Mascara is looking for residents who may have been victims of a real estate fraud. Christopher Williams is accused of selling homes that he does not legally own. The investigation started a year ago when a property manager found the locks had been changed on a Fort Pierce home he'd been renovating for owners who live in Haiti.
The caretaker then searched the clerk of court records for the address and found that the house had been recently sold through a quit claim deed to a Christopher Williams representing Rocking and Rolling Investments. The owner in Haiti denied selling the home or any knowledge of the Williams or his company.
It's something that's really not too hard to do, according to Detective James Jennings.
It's a form, a generic form, and I say, hey, I, James Jennings, am signing my house over to such and such for $5,000. You and I will endorse it. We will have three witnesses. We will then have it notarized, and we will file it as legal. What he was doing, unsuspecting to our victims, was taking their homes while he still owned it.
Jennings says it seems Williams may have gotten documents legally notarized at local banks, but then transferred that notarization to the fraudulent quitclaim documents. In total, detectives found four homes. Three of them had been sold by Williams, and he was living in the fourth with his family. Jennings believes that Williams looked for a certain type of home.
He'll go through St. Lucie County, look for properties that may look like it wasn't being kept up. Then what he would do is go erect a quit claim deed, put phony witnesses, sign it, and then he would go and then file it with the clerk of the court office, which would then become, if you look it up, he'll be the new owner of the home.
Williams sold the homes far below market value. Way below, like as low as $5,000. We all know the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But wouldn't a deed filed with such a low sale price raise any red flags?
Well, you know, I spoke with the title companies that, you know, facilitated these deals, and I posed the same question, but their thing was based on the locations and the properties. Well, they looked up, they did their homework, they believed it was fair.
Those buyers are all cooperating, says Jennings, and have left the homes, even though some had been making improvements.
My second victim, he actually had left his property last September during Hurricane Irma to come back and find someone in the home renovating it. And that's when he obtained an attorney out of Miami, which I've contacted, and that's when they got the ball rolling and they had sued him. And here we are.
Jennings says there may well be other victims. He'd like to hear from anyone who had dealings with Williams or any of his businesses, Rocking and Rolling Investments or Ocean View Investment Capital. And just this week, another company came to light.
This company is called Faith and Deliverance Church Academy. It's located, well, its registered address is 504 North 7th Street in Fort Pierce. And we would like anybody in the community, if you have given any money to this man or have invested any money in this business on this Faith and Deliverance Church Academy, please give us a call.
We'll have a picture of Christopher Williams and the number that Detective Jennings would like you to call if you've had dealings with him on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.